The Accountant General's Department, AGD, has introduced a number of initiatives to improve service delivery to government pensioners. The AGD is an arm of the Ministry of Finance and Public Service and is responsible for handling incoming revenue and disbursements on the government's behalf, including pension payments. Accountant General Carlene Murdoch says the most recent initiative introduced late 2016 is a receipt system that helps to improve efficiency in processing pensioners' life certificates and ensure the timely delivery of pensions. Mrs. Murdoch says in the past, the department found that many pensioners who claimed to have deposited their life certificates did not do so. The certificates were invalid or sent in but at a later date. Another issue has been pensioners giving their life certificates to their children or grandchildren who would delay for weeks in dropping them off, thus causing further delays.
Sometimes the life certificate would have come in, but it's invalid. And if it's invalid, payment can't be made. We can't reach the pensioners because we don't have a contact for them. Or the life certificate would have come in so late that it wouldn't be able to make the payroll for that month. We now have a receipt system that all working pensioners who deposit their life certificates would be given a receipt. This receipt system is generated. And so once you have that receipt, you have to be paid because your information would have already been entered in the system. It's scanned in the system and it's scanned straight into a waiting queue for the payroll.
In addition to the receipt system, life certificates have also been revised to include barcodes that store vital information about pensioners and can be easily scanned and uploaded. The scanning process is taking less time, making data entry more efficient and effective for the pensioner. The contact details section of the life certificate is also now more prominent. These changes allow the AGD to quickly contact pensioners if there is an issue instead of them waiting until the end of the month to find out when they do not receive their pension. Life certificates are also now being issued via email.
So we are just imploring again the pensioners to include on their life certificate or to call the customer service desk to advise us of an email address or a telephone contact that we can contact them in near time.
The customer service center has been expanded to better address the needs of the approximately 40,000 pensioners served by the AGD. The Accountant General says this has significantly reduced complaints by an estimated 70%. Mrs. Murdoch adds that after listening to feedback from pensioners, her office has been working over the past years to reduce complaints about its services. Since 2013, a Pensioner's Day of Activities was introduced, and in 2015, pensioners information forums were held across the country. Mrs. Murdoch says these sessions have helped to lessen the cases of incorrect or invalid submissions.
Sometimes a pensioner does something because he or she doesn't understand. We have found that our information forum have broken the stubborn back of that lack of information flow, so that the pensioners are now more aware of what to do, how to do what. They have a name, they have a face that they can relate to. Because of the information forum, because they are now able to do as they should have done, complaints have gone less.
Several platforms are also being utilized by the AGD to reach out to pensioners. These include a WhatsApp group formed during the summer of 2016, online chat with a customer service representative via AGD's website, treasury.gov.jm, Facebook, text messaging, and email.
So, you know, gone are the days when persons say that, boy, this pensioner is over 60 and they're not tech savvy, and you still have the one or two, but we have found that increasingly our pensioners are moving along with the technology.
Accountant General Carlene Murdoch. Pensioners are being encouraged to include all their contact details on the life certificates to ensure that they receive regular updates from the AGD.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.